asked you about on a cherry, or on a peach, the inside part of a peach you would call it.
I call it a seed.
Is there anything inside of that seed?
Yeah, there's something inside of that seed that looks like a little almond.
Do you have any name for it?
No. Never had thought of it. Unless it's a pit.
That on a cherry, you call it inside a cherry seed.
A pit, don't you?
And, you know anything about the two different kinds of peaches? One of them, the meat will come straight off the
clear seed.
The other
or clean. That's what the man who sells peaches out here in front of our house, he comes out here, he's been this 3 summers. He's parked out here in front of our house and sold peaches. He's real nice about giving his co and me peaches.
I wouldn't know you were that at all.
He's a real nice man. He works for the city cleanup department from 4 o'clock until 12, and then he goes home and fixes his truck with peaches. His wife helps him. They don't have any children, he and his wife. And his wife helps him load the, you know, get peaches and load them. And he's just as nice as he can be.
No,
just
really
a country man, an uneducated person, so far as formal education is concerned.
You really don't see many fruit vendors like that anymore. When I was coming up, there was a man who drove around in a blue pickup truck and had shells in the back. Fruit and fresh vegetables. He would carry some things like bread and milk and some eggs too. But you just don't see that.
Well, this man comes down here from somewhere near Clinton, I think, Jefferson, somewhere out there. And then there's a family of people who own a lot up here on the corner of Dallas and was right across, catacomb across from the Methodist Church. And the man used to come down here and I was getting something from him one time and I said, how much do I owe you? He said, well, whatever you say, I'll take your word. And he was just as nice as he could be, but his health is not too bad. Now his son, who has lost an arm, and the son's wife, come down here, and they've been coming down here for several years, and they're just as nice as they can be, but boy, you don't get anything from them cheap. They know what the prices are in the stores, and they sell a little less in the stores, but they have nice things, and they're just as nice as they can be, and that's right up there on that corner. And then there's some men who sell out on Broad Street, Northboro, where Highway 80, you know, goes Broad Street and then turns off. Well, I believe they're building something on that like that. High State Highway, you come in across the bridge.
Yes, ma'am.
That's Highway 80. See, it goes right straight on out until you get to Seventh Avenue. And then you turn abruptly to the left and go on over to Uniontown and all those places over there. I avoid that intersection if I can. When I go out to the mall, I go out to Franklin Street all the way out back of the school out there, and then I avoid that corner up there on Rose Street.
Well, I'm glad you told me that. I don't know how to get out there without.
You can go to Montgomery that way.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's true. But
do Franklin, is it closer or?
What part of Montgomery do you live in? You live on this side of Montgomery?
Capitol Heights.
It's about the same thing. You come in out that Maxwell Field.
Mm-hmm. I go out to Capitol, then to Capitol Heights. Do you know which section that is? It's near where Lee High School is now.
I don't know where Lee High School is.
I
don't know where anything.
All fascinating.
I know where the Negro High School used to be because we used to go into Montgomery that way, you know.
I'm not all
Fairview.
Oh,
isn't that Fairview? Oh, that's the way we used to see. If you cross the river here, that's the way you used to have to go into Montgomery.
You still go out on the car house.
Mm-hmm.
We are talking about those fruits and things like that. The inside part of an apple, what would you call that?
Core.
And let's see.